You know how they say no shirt, no shoes, no service?
They've added something to that. Now it's no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
That's right. And this is Chick to Chick.
Carrie, there seems to be sheer madness going on over the whole issue of wearing masks and social distancing. I have never seen so much anger, so much animosity, and the country is really divided over masks.
I know, it's really odd to me, actually. I can't understand why there's such controversy in something that in so many other cultures, it's just something they do, it's ease. I don't really get it right now.
Well, and let's be clear, we're not here today to debate the health merits of wearing a mask, because quite frankly, we can find five doctors who are going to say masks are good, and we're going to find five doctors who are going to say masks don't do a thing. So we're really not here to talk about the health benefits and the health merits of wearing masks. What we are talking about is, how did we get to this point that people are so angry and this country is so divided over this whole issue? And I think, Carrie, part of the problem is the messaging that we're getting is inconsistent and it changes from day to day.
It hasn't been consistent since the beginning. From the very beginning, it was, no, don't wear a mask. It's really not going to help you. And then all of a sudden we shifted to, we really do need to wear a mask. And then we shifted to, you need to wear a mask or you're going to close down, or you need to wear a mask and you won't be allowed to come into my store. It's just swung in the pendulum from one side to the other. And I think that even though I questioned what the heck is going on and why are we like that, you know, probably it's because we don't know what the real messaging is. It's all over the place and it flip-flops all the time.
It does. And it's actually different, you know, even from state to state. For instance, in New Jersey, it's the law. You have to wear a mask. You cannot enter a store without a mask on. It's the law. And here in Pennsylvania, it's mandatory, but, you know, and they'll say you cannot wear a mask unless you enter the store. But let's be honest here. How many times have you gone into a store and the person in front of you doesn't have a mask on, or you get into the store and people aren't wearing masks and nothing's going on? And so you sit there and say, well, wait a minute here. Why aren't they wearing a mask? And why isn't anybody saying anything to them? Why isn't anything being done?
I know. And I think that's why people step in and they say something on their own. They're, you know, some people are verbally accosting people. Some people who are asked, why aren't you wearing a mask, are losing their minds and throwing their stuff out of a grocery cart. I mean, geez, just pull up social media any given time and you're going to see how people are reacting. And in some cases, okay, to each his own, you know, do what you want to do, I guess. But having said that, when a business says, this is the deal, you need to wear a mask or don't come in, well, then don't go in if you're not wearing a mask. Don't be pushing the envelope. There's too much controversy.
Well, and then the whole issue too of social distancing, that's crazy to me because quite frankly, we have had to change the way we chirp. We're not sitting next to each other on the couch anymore because we have to social distance. So we're doing our podcast now via Zoom.
But do you want to go to dinner?
Let's go to dinner tonight and we can sit 5 inches apart. And this drives me insane that I can get on an airplane and sit 2 inches apart from you, and that's okay. So again, what's this message here? How can you social distance and tell everybody to stay 6 feet apart, but yet you can do these things and you can get on a plane and, like, you know, you're elbow to elbow next to the person on the plane with you?
Yeah, or a lot of people get frustrated because they really want to see their local business continue to survive and thrive. And it seems there's so many limitations on how many people can go in, you know, how they eat, drink, buy, whatever it is. But these big chains have lots more people in them, or places that are run by a state, you know, like in the state of Pennsylvania, a casino, for instance, it's perfectly fine to be in there. So that's frustrating. You know, we're trying to do our best to support the economy locally, keep things moving. But we always have these big stop signs prohibiting us from continuing forward.
Well, and another point, and I think this gets people riled up, is sometimes the hypocrisy that we see from our leaders. You know, they'll say you need to social distance, and yet then they will have a political rally, or they'll say you need to social distance, and then they join protesters arm in arm. And people see that and go, well, wait a minute here. You're telling me to social distance, but yet you're doing all of these other things. Aren't you being a little bit of a hypocrite here? And I think that causes dissension, and it causes animosity, and it causes people to react with anger, that if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. And if you're going to talk the talk and expect me to walk the walk, you better be walking that same path as well.
Exactly, girl. Say it like it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to be one of those people who has respect for another person. I don't want to be doing something that's creating a controversy. I don't need that in my life. I actually do not mind wearing a mask. And let me tell you, Flora, if I need to wear a mask, you bet your sweet bottom.
Look at you. Look at you.
Accessorizing. I'm going to have what I need to match my outfits. Having all girls in my house.
Well, I basically have this, and you know, then I have the surgical style. That's about
it. We got to catch you up to speed.
Yeah.
With the girls in my house, now it's like, oh, well, here's an opportunity to enhance my outfit. Or here's what you also appreciate. I don't have to wear makeup.
I love that. I love that.
Mascara on.
I'm going out, no makeup. Carrie, you touched on something so important, that word respect. You know, yeah. Other countries have been wearing masks for years as a sign of respect. If someone is sick, they wear a mask because they don't want to get their germs on other people. And it's not just respect that way, but you know what? You can have differing opinions. You can have your view on it, and I can have my view on it. But can't we just respectfully disagree with each other without causing so much hate and so much animosity? Because it's just crazy, the hate that's going on right now in this country.
We don't need it. It's stress on our bodies that we don't need. We're fighting a virus, which means we need to stay healthy. And any health professional is going to tell you that stress is going to cause your immune system to not work as well. So I think we have got to figure out how to treat each other with far more respect and dignity and kindness. We say this all the time, Flora, be kind to one another. This is not anywhere anytime soon. So just be good to each other and be respectful.
Yeah. And you know what? What works for you might not work for me, and what works for me might not work for you, but let's just respect each other instead of having so much negativity and hate. It's
too much.
It zaps your energy. It really does zap your energy.
It so does. You know, it's been a little while since we've had our
armchair therapy.
And I don't know too much of another topic in which we need some therapy for this. So fingers crossed that those who listen to what we have to say about, especially a topic like this, kind of has pause in going, yeah, I got to have some patience, some respect, be a little kinder. We're all going to get through this. We're going to get through this.
And I think, again, if we just had a consistent message that applied to everybody in all situations, maybe it would calm tempers and calm everybody down. So there you have it. That's our armchair therapy on the madness over masks and social distancing. We'd love to hear from you. We are all over social media. You can send us a comment on any of our social media platforms. You can also go to our website, chick2chick.com. At the very top, there's a tab that says contact. Just click it and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. And know, what do you want to hear us chirp about?